is called to know Christ's love. To know the love of Christ is not just knowing about the love of Christ. No, this is actually knowing the love of Christ. You are in personal love relationship with Him daily. You're in daily communication with Him. You're daily receiving the love of Christ. You're daily giving love to Him. You're daily receiving love from Him is what we're talking about here. To know the love of Christ, the Holy Spirit tells us, will result in you and me being filled with all the fullness of God. All the fullness of God through the love of Christ. Amen. He, the fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily in Him in Christ. And to know that love and to be in daily relationship with that love is to be in daily relationship with all the fullness of God. It's just so powerful, this is. Praise God. It affects every area of life. If I know the love of Christ for me personally, and I'm living in that love, I can never treat anyone wrongly. I can't do it. You can't do it. Not if you're on the receiving end of the love of Christ for you. You can't but return that love of Christ for those around you. It's impossible. You might slip once or twice, but you're so quickly caught on by the love of Christ that you've received, that you can't stay in anything like that. It affects every relationship that you're in, whether it's at work or home or wherever you are. To know the love of Christ is going to affect every relationship that you and I are in for the better, wonderfully for the better. So here's the scripture in Ephesians 3:18, that you may be able to lay hold of, that's what comprehend means, that you may be able to lay hold of not a few special saints, with all the saints. The Holy Spirit saying, this is for all the saints to know the love of Christ, to know what is the width, the length, the depth, the height. The truth is that you can't measure this. The love of Christ. I mean, somebody wrote one time, they said, to know the love of Christ is like standing on the very edge of a huge ocean that you can't see the end of. Not even in all eternity are we going to be able to see the end of all who Christ is, the end of what this love is. It's an ongoing, thrilling journey of revelation with Him, is getting to know the love of Christ. To verse 19, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge. I put in the word head there. Passes head knowledge. It's not just I know about Christ. I know He's loving. I know He's kindly. No. This is you knowing it personally for you. No, this is it all real for you. This is it all living every day for you, is what we're speaking about here. To know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, passes head knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. All the fullness of God is Christ Himself. Christ is all the fullness of God. And Christ is whom has been given to us all the fullness of God, that we might lay hold on this wonderful relationship with Him. Is it wonderful? Praise God. Praise God. See, young people, it's the love of Christ for you. All you young people. That's what He wants to know. He wants you to know His love, His special love for you. His special love for you. It's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Now, if you want the fullness of what God has got for you, it's in the person Christ Jesus. It's in the person Christ Jesus. You see, His love, first thing that His love does, totally melts you. totally melt the extent of the love, the extent of what he was prepared to go through for us, the extent of the price that he was prepared to pay to have us, it just melts your heart. Every hard thing is just gone. You find that you've been tenderized on the inside by the love of Christ for you, and you know that when you have continually sinned and continually being imperfect before him, that love is still constant for you. Jesus melts you. It brings forth kindness from you to those around, because you realize, Lord, you have been so kind. You have been so patient with me. You have been so long-suffering with me. You've been so patient when I've been so slow to learn. That Jesus, that same kindness now flows through me to those around me. That same patience, that same understanding flows to those around me. This is to know the love of Christ. It affects every person around you. Now, you and I can lay hold on the love of Christ through deep-rooted personal relationship with Christ himself, which takes you and me into all the fullness of God. Christ Jesus is all the fullness of God. Praise God. You see, some wonder what God's plan is for their life. This is it. Oh, this is it. It's not a question of whether you're in some profession or not in some profession, of what work you do or what circumstances of life. The plan is that you and I would be able to lay hold on the love of Christ for us. That's what the plan is for our lives. Praise God. Now, how do I get to really see Jesus? How do I get to really know this love of Christ at a real depth that makes a change in my life? How can my roots go down deep into this love so that I'll never be shaken and never be moved? Jesus said, "Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you." Now, that's dramatic language, is it? That's dramatic language. That's picture language there. We don't bite a lump out of Jesus. He's saying, until you've taken all of me into you, you'll have no life in you. Can you see it? What he's saying? Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man, he's using dramatic language here to get this picture across. Unless you eat my flesh, unless you drink my blood, unless you take all of my being into you, in personal, close, intimate relationship, you have no life in you. That makes it very simple. That makes it very, very simple. Take Jesus to you in living, personal, day-to-day relationship, and you have the life. It's wonderful. It's as simple as that. It's all in the person Jesus. Now, to do this, to get closer to this, I need to read about him. I need to read about Jesus so that I will know him, get to know him through the word. I've written down a little note here for myself. The point of the written word is that you end up with the word. Christ Jesus is the word of God. So the reading of the scriptures is to end me up with Christ Jesus, with the solid relationship, the solid understanding of my relationship to him and his relationship to me. That's the whole point of reading any passages of the scripture, is to end up with Christ. So we're going to go on a very simple journey here just to demonstrate this for ourselves here this morning. So turn to Ephesians 1 and we'll begin at verse 3. And we're going to see here this morning how just taking five scriptures here, if you really start to take these, if you really start to live in these, if you really start to rejoice in these, that they are wonderful to bring you right to into this relationship with Christ. Amen. So let's enjoy these five scriptures here this morning. Ephesians 1 and verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Praise God. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Bless you, my lovely Father in heaven, who has blessed us. I'm not trying to drag the blessings out of him. He's already blessed me in his Son, who has blessed me with every spiritual blessing, every spiritual blessing, every spiritual blessing. The opposite of blessing is curse. So something cursed withers and dies. Something blessed grows and prospers. Amen. So I've been blessed with every spiritual blessing. I've been blessed with everything that will cause me to grow and prosper in his Son, Jesus. It's in Christ. It's in Christ. Can you see that it's all in Christ? You see, sometimes we wonder, well, why am I not experiencing the blessings? It's all in Christ. It's because you and I haven't been living in Christ. We've let some other stuff crowd in and crowd him out. And so we're wondering, why is all this going on around me? It's all in Christ. Do you notice that it's heavenly? Wow. Did Paul bring us that this morning? All this is heavenly, you see. All this is heavenly. Jesus is the heavenly man. Jesus, the heavenly man, is living in me with all of heaven's spiritual blessings, all totally available to me. I mean, what are we doing here this morning? We're opening that jewelry box that David got the picture of, and we're having a look at the immensity of what's inside, namely Christ Jesus himself. Wonderful. Every spiritual blessing. So in other words, there's nothing lacking. There's nothing short-changed to me. Everything has been given because everything is in his Son Jesus. And his Son Jesus is in us, and we are in Christ Jesus if we're born again. It's wonderful. Where is every spiritual blessing according to that scripture? In Christ. In Christ. Amen. So I'm going to start to see myself like this now. So I'm going to start speaking about myself like this. I'm going to say, Jesus, you've been given to me by the Father to live in me and me to live in you forever. And I'm living in the center of every spiritual blessing. I'm living in the center of every heavenly blessing. Now, can you see, this is the answer to how I see myself. This is how I'm now. I see myself now as God sees me, and not how I feel, or not how the circumstances around would try to shape me up. I'm seeing myself according to how I truly am. You see, this is the truth. This is the truth concerning you, concerning me, if we're born again. Look at verse 4. Just as he, that's God the Father, chose us in him. Where did he choose us to be? In him, he chose us to be in Christ before the foundation of the world. You see, I mean, is that the answer to having some kind of rubbish view of yourself? Lord, I'm chosen, I'm handpicked before the foundation of the world. Before you ever brought the world into place, you saw me chosen. You saw me belonging to you. Father, thank you. I know now that I'm safe. I know now that I'm in your family, Father. I know now that I'm secure forever. Can you see it? Just as you start to open up just a few scriptures of what God says that he has done concerning us, it starts to utterly change you. Jesus, I'm so thankful to be in relationship with you. I'm so thankful to be in relationship with you who are filled with every spiritual blessing that I might receive them freely from you. Can you see how we're now living if we line up with the word? Look at verse 5. Having predestined us to adoption as sons, as children of God, by Christ Jesus, it's all through Christ, to himself, to the Father, according to the good pleasure of his will. He pre-planned that you and I would end up his children, secure with him forever. Pre-planned that we would be secure with him forever as his children. Praise you, Lord Jesus. I'm no accident. No, I'm planned. He planned to have you. He planned to have me. He's not putting up with you. He's not gritting his teeth and putting up with you. I'm putting up with me. Look at the verse. According to the good pleasure. According to the good pleasure of his will. You are the good pleasure of his will. He is utterly pleasured at the sight of you and at the thought of you. He's utterly pleasured. Jesus, the Father. He's not disappointed in his choice. He knew he'd have work to do in us. He's happy with the work he's doing in us. And we bring immense pleasure to the Father. Immense pleasure to the Father. You and I are utterly according to his will. We're utterly according to his will. His will was to have us, to save us, to be his children, to be in his family. Totally his will. We are totally in line with his will by the grace of Jesus. Couldn't get in line without Christ. Praise you, Jesus. It's all by Christ Jesus. Do you notice that in the middle of verse 5? Having pre-planned us to adoption as sons by Christ Jesus. I say, Jesus, this is the grace that's already come to me. I'm walking with you. I'm in love relationship with you. And I'm thankful to you because all this grace has all come to me through you. And I love you. I'm you've won me. You've won me totally, Jesus, by your love, by what you've done for us. Is it wonderful? Praise you. Father God, it's your will, your pleasure to have me with you forever. Jesus, I'm your brother, sister, safe with you forever. Safe with you forever in the family of God. Now, can you see what we're looking at is how we can take just a few scriptures. I mean, if you never went beyond these scriptures for the rest of your life, you've got it. Oh, you've totally got it. If you never went beyond this five scriptures. Ephesians 1 and verse 6. To the praise of the glory of his grace. To the praise of the glory of totally undeserved favor which is lavished on us. By which he made us accepted in the beloved. In the beloved. Jesus is the beloved. Jesus is the beloved. Jesus, from all eternity, has had the love of the Father poured on him. He's lived in the immensity of the love of the Father eternally poured on him. And now, because I'm in Christ, all the love that's poured on Christ is all poured on me in him. All the glory Jesus is receiving, all the favor, the blessing that falls continually on Jesus is continually falling on you, continually falling on me. Why? Because I'm in Christ. To know the love of Christ, to know the extent of this love that's been poured on him, Jesus, by being in personal relationship with him. Jesus, you're the beloved. And now I'm the beloved because I'm in you. I'm the beloved because I'm in you. Is it wonderful? Look at verse 7. In him, who's the him? Christ. We have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. Wow. In you, Jesus, I have redemption. In you, Jesus, I'm redeemed. In you, Jesus, I'm saved. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that your wrath will never be poured out upon me, Jesus. Thank you, the wrath of the Father will never fall upon me. Because of you, Jesus, I'm redeemed. I'm rescued. You've paid the price for every sin. Every sin. I mean, that just draws you to this love of Christ. You say, Jesus, I want to continually say thank you, thank you, thank you. Despite all my shortcomings, I'm safe and secure with the Father because I'm in you, because I'm in your salvation. It's wonderful. It's a total freedom. Through his blood, through the sacrifice on the cross, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. Boy, Lord, you're rich in grace to me. You're rich in undeserved favor to me. I deserve nothing. I'm receiving everything through you, Jesus. I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful. Jesus, you took all the punishment for my sins on the cross for me. I know I'm forgiven. No, I know I'm forgiven. Praise God. I'm not wallowing in guilt. I'm not wallowing in shame. I know I'm forgiven. I know it's paid. I know it's finished. I know it's all paid for by Christ. That doesn't make me casual. That makes me immensely thankful. That wins me into living a right life with Christ. It wins me into that. And I thank you for washing me clean, Jesus. And now I can live with you forever. Praise God. Is it wonderful? It's just taken 5 scriptures. Lots of different places you can go to. And feet, you're looking to be strengthened in Christ in the relationship with him. Now, if the circumstances of my life are the main picture that's before me, I'm in trouble. If the circumstances of life are the main thing that I'm thinking about, the challenges that are right there right now, if they're the main things I'm thinking about, this challenge, this relationship, this financial need, this situation, if that's the main picture before me, I'm in trouble. Somebody said one time that you can block the sun out with just your hand like that. It's like blocking Christ out. You take that away, you stop looking at that, you start letting the sun radiate his love upon you. you start receiving. If Jesus is the big picture, he'll take you through every circumstance successfully, and you'll end up blessed and favored. If I'm the main picture that's held up before me, dear. You see, but that's where some of us can end up. The main thought patterns that go on inside you are concerning you. You're on a downward spiral. Terrible downward spiral. Whereas if the thoughts concerning you are God's thoughts concerning you, God's declarations over you are the big picture that you carry. You're made forever. The greatest blessing that I received in salvation was to get focused away from me onto him. What a relief. What a relief. You see, the focus on myself caused me to be all tied up and in problems. And as soon as I thought, Lord, I don't have to look at me anymore. I can look to you now. I can keep my focus fixed to you. I can keep receiving from all your loveliness, all your beauty, Father. And I'm so blessed. Jesus, you've got a couple of scriptures there from Matthew. You see, Jesus said it's the troubles of this world. If you let them in, they choke the word. You have Christ. You have everything, but it's choked. Because your focus is not on him, it's on you. It's on the circumstances. Can you see it? Have a read of that in Mark 4 there. You got the references. And we can wise up. We can start feeding on what the word says, what God says concerning me, and we can start living in that. We've got a totally different picture. You end up, you see, with not one pessimistic attitude in you ever again. You're not pessimistic about anything. You're full of faith. You're full of confidence. See, looking to Jesus gives continual confidence. Looking to yourself will cause your confidence to fail. Looking to your circumstance will end you in a whole swim of the circumstances. So let's just mention again. In 5 short verses, I've got to know Jesus better and to know the love of Christ for me. Through Christ Jesus, I have every spiritual blessing for my life. I have all the peace. I have all the love, all the joy. I have all the patience. I have all the kindness. I have all the gentleness. I have all the goodness. I have all the self-control. I'm putting my roots down into him that I might enjoy all these beautiful treasures from him, these jewels in the box that we heard about. I'm chosen to be in this lovely relationship with Jesus. I'm chosen to be in it, handpicked to be in it. It was planned before the world was ever made. I'm pre-planned to be adopted as God the Father's son, his child, along with Christ Jesus, the Son. It brings pleasure to the Father to have me as his son. It brings pleasure to the Father to have me in his family along with Jesus. I bring pleasure to him. Through your blood sacrifice, Jesus, all my sins are forgiven as a lovely gift. Thank you, Jesus. I'm filling myself with the knowledge of the Son of God. I'm filling myself not about him, but I'm filling myself of him, which brings me to a full man and a complete person. So let's just listen to Ephesians 3:18 again. That you may be able to comprehend, to lay hold of, with all the saints, what is the width, the length, the depth, the height, to know the love of Christ. which passes head knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Now just spend some moments there. If you've been taken off on a drift, you've got right off course. We can come right back onto course. That's just a decision of the heart. I'm coming right on back on course, and I'm coming on now. If you've drifted off, now's a wonderful opportunity. Come right back onto course. We'll be told to come boldly to the throne of grace. Say, Lord, I've been wallowing around in the panic, in the situation, in the relationship. I've been wallowing around in all of that when I don't need to live there. I can come boldly to the throne of grace. I can start to get my focus fixed to Jesus. I can start speaking to him regularly and being in developing my personal close relationship with him. Praise God. It's lovely what Paul was sharing with us at the beginning of the meeting, is that we can enjoy the simplest of life. The simplest of life, the simplest of things in life become utterly full with Christ. Utterly full, utterly fulfilling in Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. If you've been walking with Christ and you're tasting of the good things that come from him, let's go even deeper in the relationship with him. Let's give whole hearts to him. Wouldn't that be lovely? Let's give whole heart to him. So I'm thinking of Jesus and thinking of his beauty in the midst of everything. I'm hearing everything through Christ. I'm learning to speak everything through Christ. I'm learning to treat people around me through Christ. We're all learning. We all make mistakes. Big ones, small ones. Christ never ceases to remain with us and to continually be available to us with his love for all times. Amen. Amen.